You're listening to Real World News.
Interview with Yannis Tolios on the Greek agriculture practices. Real World Radio interviewed Yannis Tolios of the Greek Net of Food Sovereignty. He participated in the regional consultation of civil society organizations of Europe, Central and West Asia on the FAO's voluntary guidelines on land tenure in Rome. He said that agribusiness corporations not only influence many aspects of agriculture production, but they also have impacts on the social life by influencing the prices for producers and consumers and by introducing genetically modified food, something which has consequences on the whole food chain. He also explained what are the actions carried out in his country to prevent the advance of agribusiness transnational corporations, the problems faced by Greece in terms of agriculture policies, and the need to advance food sovereignty. We will now listen to Yannis Tolios.
My name is Yannis Tolios. I represent here Greek Net for Alternative Agricultural Quality of Food Sovereignty, and I am also Vice President of the consumer organization Viozo. I am from Greece.
What's the role of the agribusiness companies?
Agribusiness companies are influence a lot of the aspect of the agricultural production and also the social life. I could say the world change of food. You should examine the role from the part of inputs to the agricultural production and also to the influence to the consumer prices. And when we are talking about agribusiness, we mean the multinational companies and also a great chain of supermarkets, because today they have a special role in agricultural production. The influence, first of all, the prices. The prices for inputs to agricultural production, and also the prices to the producers and to the consumers. For example, in Greece, we have a lot of multinationals which control the process, not only the production, not mainly the agricultural production, but the processing. For example, as Unilever, as Monsanto, and so on. On the other hand, in supermarket level, we have also a lot of foreigners and Greek big such a chain of supermarket. For example, Carrefour or Lidl, or etc., etc. Another problem is about the influence of the food chains from the Monsanto producing genetically modified products. Of course, in Greece, it's a country till now it's not allowed to produce GMO products. And we make a lot of efforts as our Net for Food Sovereignty and our organization, PSO, as a consumer organization, against GMO foods in general. And we have a lot of mobilization, and we managed a few years ago all municipalities in Greece to declare their area free zones of GMO products. I mean, in theory. Now Greece, all Greece, it's not allowed at all, not cultivation, not only cultivation, even to sell products with GMO organization. Yes, but this is another problem, how to control this, I mean the reality, because a lot of food is in the, we import, and of course in the case of the milk and meat, they use genetically modified soya, for example. So we have a lot of work to do. Last year we make a lot of mobilization. There is a soya big companies, maybe controlled by Monsanto, I don't know exactly. We have such results. I think the interest of the people and the mobilization is a very important element to avoid and we have a quality of products. On the other hand, we have participated in the mobilization of the small and medium-sized producers in Greece. For example, the people, especially in mountains, in remote areas, they actually produce dairies and meat, you see. So we tried and we made some demonstration, and we finally they got some promises. But here we have the common agricultural policy, which it's a pity to say, but it's true, that is against the small and medium-sized producers. So something important, and we propose for radical transformation of the common agricultural policy. I mean, if we give some subsidies to the agricultural sector, should go to the middle and medium-sized producers, not to the big producers. For example, it's true, and it happened in Greece, that almost 75-80% of the subsidies goes to 20%, which are big producers. And on the other hand, we have the opposite. 18 of our producers are small and medium size level, and they have only a few. They take a few only subsidies, and the revision of the CAP, I mean the so-called health care of the CAP. The small producers, the less than 10 acre. They don't get from the next year, they cannot have any subsidies. So how we can, for example, survive the family agriculture without supporting? And on the other hand, it's a complicated question because it's connected with the environment. It's a social question, because if you don't support the small and medium-sized producers, you cannot keep the people in the countryside. In Greece, we have such a problems, and some other problems. We are close to other small and medium-sized producers on European level. They are the same problems to the small and medium-sized producers to the so-called third world, to the developing countries. It means that we have and we need a policy of food sovereignty. Mainly, this policy is to support the great majority of the small and medium-sized producers, not in Greece, but in European level, international level. And there is such a movement, the movement of the Via Campesina, which our net participate. And I think that it's something very create hopes and for a better future for this part of the society, because in a world scale level, about 40% of the population are still small producers. So it's something which we have to take in consideration. Unfortunately, now in Greece, to say the last, we have a serious crisis, and of course we have the so-called Troika, a kind of common stand, common policy on behalf of the European Union, International Monetary Fund, and European Central Bank, and with Greek government, and we have a policy, austerity policy, and very serious measures against workers, against peasants, and against salaries and so on. And especially what I make a great impression in the last period, Olli Rehn, the commission, official commission of the European Union, said that if we cannot apply, we don't follow exactly the rules of the so-called stability pact of the European Union, then we should, a kind of punishment, I mean, they are going to cut off subsidies to the agriculture, to agricultural sector. And if it's happened, it's going to be a very, very serious problem, because 1,000 peasants, about say 400,000 in Greece, they are small producers, so they don't have any support. How can they survive? So, once again, the most important thing is to, for radical change of radical transformation of the common agricultural policy of the European Union, and should apply a policy of food sovereignty in Greece, in European level, in international level. That's our idea for this idea. We are against mobilization, we are fighting generally.